What's up, Disrupt Nation? My name's Tony Delgado,
and welcome to the Disrupt Podcast, the number one podcast for people who are on a mission to change the world. On this show, we're going to be talking to the top influencers, creators, entrepreneurs, thinkers, movers, shakers, and disruptors who are on a mission to change the game. Make sure that you smash that like button, hit subscribe if you're listening on YouTube. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure to drop a 5-star review. It helps out the show more than you know. Now let's get into it. What's up, Disrupt Nation? My name is Tony Delgado, and I'm here with the legendary Les Brown. Les, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much, Tony, for having me and for being who you are. You have committed your life to live a life that will outlive you, to help people to get an expanded vision of themselves. And so you're my brother from another mother, and I thank you for who you are and the commitment you've made with your life.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I think that we're in some crazy times where the world is filled with a lot of divisiveness.
Yes.
But when people can come together to create, and like you said, create things that are going to last longer than themselves, that focus on a bigger problem, right?
Yes.
I feel like growing up, we get stuck on the little problems, right? Paying the rent, making the bills, right? And when you start focusing on bigger problems that are bigger than yourself, then that's the opportunity for you to expand. So we're here at the Hungry for Greatness event backstage at the Mastermind. And I wanted to talk about the word hungry. Yeah. What does the word hungry mean for you?
Hungry means to me living a life that's you, living a life that you love and loving the life that you live. Hungry to me is doing something that you love so much you do it for nothing, but you do it so well that people will pay you to do it. And you do it against all odds. It's something that is your magnificent obsession. You'll go against the odds. You'll find a way to win because it gives you your life, your hunger. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You refuse to be denied. When I saw Tony Robbins in an infomercial, I called the company that distributed it, and I said, "Hi, my name is Les Brown. I sent them one of my videos on a VHS. You're too young to know what that is." And they said, "We don't believe a black speaker would be received by white America." And I wrote them back saying, "Thank you for reminding me that I'm black. I never would have known that if you hadn't told me. I'll see you from the top." And I went about the business. I was hungry. I refused to be denied. I found a way to win in spite of I didn't have an infomercial, in spite of I had the complexion of rejection rather than the complexion of connection. I didn't allow that to stop me. People that are hungry, no excuse is acceptable for them not living their dreams.
The world can judge you sometimes in ways that you don't even judge yourself, right? Like when I have a conversation with you, I don't look at you as a black American. I just look at you as influencer and a motivational speaker, right? But outside appearances, and people can judge you based on outside appearances.
Based upon your paint job. There are people who hate us because we represent black and brown people on the planet. And so what kind of sense does that make? What role do they play in being white? None. But we don't have time to take into account their ignorance. What we must be willing to do is to persist, to persevere. Therefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, that having done all to stand. There are people who look like us that are under attack. Have children. Have 10 children. The Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. I took him seriously. I'm a real Puerto Rican, okay? I got 10 children and 15 grandchildren and 5 sons. And so we have to work, to come together, to turn to each other, to work to create a life in a future that we don't get to see, a life that will outlive us for our children and for our children's children. And that's the mandate on our lives. That's the calling that we must answer to. A job is what you get paid for, but a calling is what you're made for. That's why you do the work that you're doing. You have what I call the can't help it. You just can't help but help people. You just can't help it.
Yeah, so that's how we started our company, right? We moved down to Puerto Rico after the hurricane, and we went down there to help people. And we didn't wait for permission, right? We didn't wait for the federal government or the local government to step in and do their jobs. It was just entrepreneurs that came together and said, you know what? We're going to put in the sweat equity and do what we can to make a difference in any little way that we could. And again, I want to bring it back to some of the political times that we're in right now. They're very divisive. And there's something that they say, divide and conquer, right? You have, whether it's Bloods versus Crips, or Puerto Ricans hate the Dominicans, and Black versus White or Spanish versus White. There's all this animosity in our communities. How can we build so that we can work together and overcome and create wealth and abundance?
By doing what we're doing now. Be the message. Be the example. People say, practice what you preach. No, preach what you practice. We're showing what the possibilities are by our coming together. How old are you?
30.
I'm 77. I got t-shirts older than you. So we got several generations apart, okay? We can relate. We can communicate. I'm willing to use my talents, my name, and my reputation to enhance what you do. And you're willing to use your name, your talents, and reputation to enhance what I do. It's called unity. It's called coming together. It's called building and pushing humanity forward through the example that we set.
So unless you've worked with entrepreneurs, speakers, business people from all around the world at all different levels, what to you defines greatness? What's the difference between a winner and...
Greatness, when you're pursuing your greatness, you don't know what your limits are, so that you don't have any. You live beyond your comfort zone. Because in order to do something you've never done, you've got to become someone you've never been. When you're pursuing your greatness, you're willing to become a risk taker. Viscott said, if you're not willing to risk, you can't grow. And if you can't grow, you can't become your best. And if you can't become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? So greatness is about discovering you, Simba, as they say in Lion King, Mustafa. You're more than that which you have become. And recognizing that constantly and raising the bar on yourself and reinventing yourself so that you will live full and die empty.
So how do you stay hungry? Someone with your level of success, you've spoken on stages all around the world, you've gotten all of the quote-unquote accolades, right? How do you stay hungry after you're not physically hungry in your stomach, right? After you achieve a certain level of success,
yes.
What drives you to keep going?
What drives me to keep going, that I'm still here. And my goal is to finish strong, to do what I can for what I have. People say experience is the best teacher. No, experience is not the best teacher. Wisdom is the best teacher. When I was your age, I was crazy. I look back when I was your age and ask, what state of mind was I in when I was doing that? But yes, I'm like the lady who said, Lord, I ain't what I want to be, ain't what I'm going to be, but thank God, I sure ain't what I was. And so I'm wiser, and I'm more of a benefit to life and to benefit to you. And my goal is to pour into you, and then with what I pour into you and what you have, you're going to do more and better than what I have done. And we're setting an example of what's possible, of people turning to each other rather than on each other and maximizing our abilities and talents to create a greater world.
So being of contribution, right? Looking at
yes.
Looking at how you can elevate other people, right? And
yes.
Be part of their greatness.
That's what gives you and I an example of what life is all about. We were put here to leave the world in better shape than how we found it. Life is God's gift to us. And how we live our lives is our gift to God. And we want to live our lives in such a way that our lives are a gift that keeps on giving even after we are gone.
If you could get in a time machine, go back to 8 and change anything in your life, what would you change?
Don't be crazy, so. No. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
So you said that you forgive me. I'm so sorry. I was crazy for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know why. If
you do better, you would
do better.
I wouldn't tell the truth. I do better, but I enjoy it myself.
But that's the thing that I always say is like, it's hard for me to get mad at someone else or judge someone else because I don't even agree with what I did when I was young.
So how can I judge you if I don't even agree with my own decision?
When my son tried to talk to me and said, Dad, listen to me. I said, why? I know your movements before you do. Because I've been there, done that, and bought the T-shirt. Are you kidding me? You don't know what you're doing. I know I could put another spin on it up in here. Up in here. No, I'm not going to let you talk your way out of what you've acted yourself into. No, I know this game. I've done it, and I mastered it. They didn't call me the man about town for nothing. It'll be Triple P, Les Brown, your platter playing Puffle. There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only, young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and duly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Oh, look out, baby. I'm your loved man.
Oh, I earned that.
I didn't take my medication.
I didn't take mine either.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a wonderful time with you. Look at that. This is a strange one we got here.
But you're passionate and you're authentic and you're fully self-expressed. And I think that's the biggest thing that people could take away. So many people are trying to live and try to be someone else. Yeah. And you're also.
Yeah. Life has no duplicate. And we are an unrepeatable miracle. And the goal is to live your truth and live from a place of power. We are born with power, authority, and dominion to take our lives in any moment in a different direction. We make decisions and our decisions make us. And we all have moments in our lives when we're temporarily insane. And once we become aware of who we are, we make the decision to do something differently.
How can people have courage to make those hard decisions?
It's a decision. Courage is a decision, the same as being a coward. And so it's the willingness to act in spite of the risk. Fiskard said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot win. You can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? So feel the courage and do what you want to do anyhow. Courage is not going to go away. And nor is fear. Most people in a fearful situation, they forget everything and run. But there's some in a fearful situation conjure up the courage to face everything and rise. Courage is in all of us, but most of us don't reach for it and tap into it.
So we're here at the Mastermind.
Yes.
You gave us some homework to do, right?
Yes.
And one of the questions that really stuck out on the workbook was, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you want your legacy to
be? I aspire to inspire until I expire. I told my children that they say that I die. Wait 3 days before they embalm me. Sneak down to the morgue and put a microphone in my hand. If I don't clutch it and say, you got to be hungry, say, Dad's gone. I put a microphone in his hand. He didn't say nothing.
And that's your drive and that's your hunger to continue to
inspire. Yes, I inspire to inspire until I expire. That's why I'm here.
So Les, I have one last question. It's something that we ask everyone that we have on our show. And that is, what does disrupt mean to you?
Life is full of disruptions continuously. And what disruption means to me is life is serving notice to us that it's time to transform ourselves, to accommodate the disruption and move to another level. If you don't face up to the disruption, you either shrink or you expand and you master it and say, that's all you got. Bring it all.
Les Brown, thank you so much for everything that you've done.
Yes, sir.
And everything that you continue to do.
I appreciate you. Keep me in your.
That's a wrap.
Bye for now. No.